This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives Parliamentary Committees to elect Presidents on Monday. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba appeals to all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Nepali women's team claims T20 quadrangular series defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs. And FIFA suspends Spanish football president Rubiales for 90 days after he kissed a woman player without consent. Now the news in detail. 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives are set to elect the presidents on Monday. The Parliament Secretariat has released a schedule for the election to the leadership of the lower house thematic committees as per the announcement of the Speaker. Secretary of the House of Representatives Padam Prasad Pandey stated that candidacy filing and release of the candidates list is scheduled for Sunday. The proposals received from the committee presidents shall be tabled at the concerned committees on Monday itself. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has appealed all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Issuing a public appeal today to all regarding the incidents of Dharan, Nepali Congress President Deuba said that all the activities that disturb religious and social harmony would be in the interest of no one. He also expressed concern over the disputes taking place in Dharan of Sunsadi district, challenging religious, cultural and social unity. The Nepali Congress President also reminded that Nepal's constitution guaranteed the right to religion and culture without hampering others' right to religion and culture as well. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha has expressed his commitment to make the regulation related to non-resident Nepali citizenship soon. In a meeting with a delegation led by the Executive President of the NRNA at the Home Ministry today, the Deputy Prime Minister said that the government is committed to making the provisions to be included in the regulations related to non-resident Nepali citizenship. In the meeting, NRNA Executive President Dr. Badri Keshi requested that the regulations on non-resident Nepali citizenship should be prepared soon, paving the way for NRNs to obtain citizenship. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a member of the U.S. Senate Foreign Affairs and Appropriations Subcommittee on State and Foreign Operations, is to visit Nepal. He is scheduled to reach Kathmandu in the first week of September, according to the information shared by Senator Hollen's secretariat. During his visit to Nepal, Hollen will meet with the government officials, youth leaders, parliamentarians, representatives of civil society, representatives of non-profit organizations and business persons. His official visit will also involve a visit to Sri Lanka and the Maldives. Nepali Congress President and Deputy Vice President Radha and Deputy Prime Minister Purna Bahadur Khadka says the transformation of the party and self-transformation are imperative. Addressing the gathering of the Nepali Congress cadres in Kathmandu constituency number 3 today, Party Vice President Khadka suggested all party leaders and cadres start the journey of self-transformation and party transformation from themselves. Central member of the Nepali Congress Dr. Shekhar Koirala has said that religious tolerance is the identity of Nepali people. Speaking at an installation program organized by Nepal Press Union Morong Chapter in Biratnagar today, Leader Koirala urged all sides concerned to maintain social and religious tolerance and harmony. Air flights, which were disrupted due to thick fog following incessant rainfall, have resumed in Humla district after 5 days. Air flights in mountainous districts of Karnali province, including Humla, were disrupted from Monday due to bad weather in the wake of incessant rainfall. Govinda Lama, station manager of Summit Air in Humla, said the summit air made the first flight to Simkot from Nepalganj this morning with clear weather in the district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The CPNUML's secretariat meeting scheduled at Sare Ambas at Dhangadimai municipality in Sidaha district from today has been rescheduled for coming August 13. CPNUML's district chairperson Chandeshwar Mandal said the meeting was postponed due to the incessant rain. Party chairperson KP Sharma Woolley had flown to Biratnagar this morning to attend the meeting. Now, a sports news. Nepal has clinched the title of Women's T20 Quadrangular Series held in Malaysia. Nepal won the series, defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs in the final match held today. The result of the match was decided by the Duckworth-Lewis method after the match was interrupted by rain at a time when Nepal was batting. Winning the toss, Nepal decided to bowl first in the final match held in Biomass Oval Cricket Ground in Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia. Malaysia was limited to 101 runs by tossing 6 wickets in 20 overs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. President of the Spanish Football Federation, Luis Rubiales, has been suspended by FIFA for an initial 90-day period. Rubiales kissed midfielder Jenny Hermos on the lips during the medal ceremony after Spain won the Women's World Cup final. He says the kiss was consensual, but Hermos denies it. FIFA says that in addition to the suspension from all football activities, neither Rubiales nor the Football Federation are allowed to contact Hermos. And according to the BBC, the Spanish Football Federation had earlier said it was going to take legal action against comments Hermos made. And at least 81 female players had said that they would not play for the national team while Rubiales was still in the job. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said that he warned Russia's Wagner mercenary chiefs Yevgeny Prigozhin and Dmitry Utkin to watch out for possible threats to their lives. According to the Al Jazeera, Lukashenko also insisted that Wagner fighters would remain in Belarus following the apparent deaths of their leaders in plane crash. Lukashenko, who helped broker the deal that saw Wagner fighters retreat peacefully to Belarus following their aborted rebellion in June, said that the time that he had persuaded Putin not to wipe out Prigozhin and his mercenary forces. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at some places of Kusi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. And there are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Kusi province, Madhes province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives Parliamentary Committees to elect Presidents on Monday. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba appeals all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Nepali women's team clinched T20 quadrangular series defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs. And FIFA suspends the Spanish football president Rubiales for 90 days after he kissed a woman player without consent. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.